Okay. At 3 o'clock, Nikki, Gloria, and I met on the front lawn to scatter Elizabeth's and Sheila's ashes around our apartment building, following their wishes. Marguerite was too tired, so I took the ashes up to her, and she spooned some into a dish so we could scatter them for her. Michael was passing by, and he did some, too. About a half hour later, I got a distressed phone call saying she couldn't get from her wheelchair into her bed. The two of us together couldn't manage it either, so I called around the apartment, nobody home. I called the non-emergency ambulance, and they said we would wait hours as they had no one. I finally thought, I'll call Dan Overmeyer and see if one of his caregivers could give me any suggestions. He came himself, on his walker, in his pajamas, and together we got her into the bed. I don't know what we would have done if he hadn't helped. I was going to sleep up there, but she said not to. She also said, I am never getting out of this bed again. I got her pajamas, which she had tossed into a chair, now out of reach. This is going to be a very big adjustment for her. She is resigned to being in her bed from now on, but it makes me very sad for her. Not a very cheerful one, is it? It's now 9 months later. She is still in bed, quite resigned to being there, very cheerful, waited on hand and foot, and I think she's okay with it, and I would not have thought that would be possible.